Thank you for calling customer service. This is Yasmin. How may I help you?
Yeah, is this Top Health Beauty Concept?
Well, I do provide custom service for several online companies. If you provide me with your zip code, I'd be happy to assist you.
Well, actually, I'm calling in regards to somebody made a purchase in California, and I'm in Kentucky on my car, and I want to speak to somebody about that.
All right, may I have your zip code?
My zip code is 41017.
40107.
41017, yes.
Thank you. All right, may I have your name?
Donald McQueen.
You said Donald McQueen?
Yes, M-C-Q-U-E-N.
And your zip code you said was 41017?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not finding anything. When was the charge made on the card?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, one moment. What was the payment amount for?
Yeah, I think it's $69.87, yes.
Okay, Ms. McQueen, what's your address?
I can give you the location of the purchase.
Because I have, this may be where the charge generated, but it's not up on the Donald McQueen. That's why I was asking for the address to see if it's the same account.
My address is 154 Indian Creek Drive, Covington, Kentucky.
Okay, now I do have, do you know Dustin Courtney?
Yes, that's my brother.
All right, now it looks as if on March the 15th, he ordered two smart fitness tracker and also a replacement cord to try the product. It was a 14-day trial on March the 15th. The total charges was $50.87. And then on the price for the watch is $69.87.
No, that was 5 hours.
You're speaking to Dustin now.
Okay.
On saying it, though, it was supposed to be $5.97.
On March the 15th, it was $5.97. The shipment for one of the smart fitness watch tracker. There was a replacement coily straps for $19.87. And then there was a shipment for a second fitness watch, which was $4.97, and also March the 15th, it was a warranty for $19.95. On March 15th, that total transaction amount was $50.87. Now, the two shipment that you paid for the $497.597, that was just for the shipment of the two smart watches, and we've already billed you for one on, which is the $69.87.
How do you send them back? That's not what I was told that they were. The only reason why I got it because they told me it was $5 for them.
Now, that was the now at the checkout process, you did have to check the box stating that you're 18 years or older and that you agreed to the terms of the agreement. And within those terms of the agreement, it informed you that you were paying the shipping costs and it provides you with the full cost of each product.
No, it didn't. It showed me that it was $5.97 pay the shipping price.
Now, there is a restock fee. There's 15% restocking fee. Now, what I can do is I can offer you a 35% discount off the watch.
They're still in the bag. I've not even took them out of the box or nothing. So that's the only reason I got them, because I thought they said it was $6. I've not even opened them or nothing. They're still in the bag that they were sent in.
Yes,
I
do.
All I got to do is tape it and send it back.
Now, there would be a 15% restock fee.
Well, whatever. That's fine. That's not what it said. But yeah,
now,
that's fine.
Now, what I can do is I can offer you a 50% discount off the two watches that will cut the price in half.
What's the difference between that and a restocking fee?
One moment, let me get the two price. One moment.
Because I wasn't even going to, you know what I mean? I was, that's why I don't even get on my phone. But it, I don't know, it said, what it said on it, it said if I got the, if I pay for the shipping fee, I mean, like I said, they're still in the bag and everything. I wouldn't even use them. I just got them because I thought they was $5.97.
No, you, that was just for a shipment. With it in terms of agreement, it give you that amount, let you know.
Right.
All right.
For the shipping, that's all that it was charging me. So I, you know, I'm not using the number. Like I said, I haven't even, the bag's open, but no box. It's still in the bag. It came in and everything. Bring them over here, guys.
The convenience fee is $17.08. Now 50% off the two watches will be $56.93. So you get both watches for $56.93.
For what now? So
you
can
get the restocking fee is $17.08. Or you could keep both the watches, and the total cost would be $56.93.
Nah, I'll just pay y'all. I'll lose the $17 and send them back.
Now, I can offer you my family and friend discount, which is a 75% discount. That means you could get both watches for $28.46.
And that's the total charge for everything.
Yes, for both the watches, yes.
So what's that make? How much did y'all charge me altogether?
So far, right, the charges, the current charges with the $69.87, you get 75% off that one because that's the watch, but then there's another watch that's $40-something dollars. So what happened is, let's see. I'll issue out a refund for $52.40, and then we'll just charge you for the other watch, which is $43. That's at home. And then you'll receive a charge of $10.99, and that'll be the only charges on the account.
But if I send them back, I'll only $17.80 would only be that's what I would pay.
That's correct. But
yeah,
keeping, you could get both the products, and it'd be just like the $28 for both products.
So if I send them back, I'll be charged $17.80. If I keep them, it's going to be how much?
One moment.
$28.46.
Well, for $11, I'll just keep them. I mean, I wasn't saying, I don't even plan on using these things. I thought I was paying.
Well, they are very good fitness watches. They do monitor you while you sleep. They keep up with your heart rate as well as your blood pressure. Let me go ahead and issue the refund for this one moment.
No. Okay. It says it's shipped from Buffalo, but the charge is from California.
Well, I just got screws all on out.
Bear with me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And they, I mean, they just put the charge over?
Yeah, some bull crap.
All right, now you should have received the email confirmation. I just completed the refund for the $52.40. Now, did you also want to keep the warranty?
No.
Okay,
no.
All right, so right today, the let me show you the total amount I refunded today. One moment. The total amount that was refunded today was $72.35, and you'll receive this one more charge for $10 for the other watch that hasn't been billed yet.
How much you say? $72?
Yes, $72.35. You're gonna see one that's gonna say $52.40 and one that's gonna say $19.95.
And then they're gonna take off, and then they're gonna be at $10 charge.
That's great for the other watch, because they hadn't charged you for that one yet. But I'm sending that over now so they don't charge you the full price of it, okay? Let me get that taken care of right quick.
Boy, they get you, I tell you. That's why I don't do that shit.
Where'd you get that from, Boost?
Goofy popped up on the phone, and I was... So I was watching it, said pay the shipping fee, and I was like,
all right, well, I got all that taken care of for you. Is there anything else I can assist with today?
Could you tell me how much I was charged altogether?
One moment, let me add those up.
With the shipping and everything?
Yes, sir, one moment.
I'm
adding it up for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I get pulled over and now I have one out.
You want the amount that was charged before or after I gave you the discount?
Just all together, what have I been charged so far?
Okay, one moment. All right, the two charges that generated was $127.04. And I just refunded $74.40. Let me see what that amount was again. $72.35.
I've been charged how much? Say that one more time.
The two charges all together was $120.74. But once you subtract the $72.35 that was refunded, that leaves a total charge of $48.39.
That ain't something. If I send them, but you're saying if I send them back, $17.80. Is what I'll be charged altogether.
Well, for the, let me add the code. That was for the two.
For the restocking fee.
That's for the two watches, but I see here you also have the fitness band. Let me add that one on there too. them.
Right. They're all right here in the bag. I'd rather just send them all back.
Let me see what that'd be. That restart be 6987 plus the band, which is 1998.
Nothing's been open. Nothing's been touched.
The restock fee, with, cause including with the replacing the quarter scrap, would be $13.48.
I'd just rather send them back, ma'am.
All right, now I can also give you a discount on that. I could also give you a discount on that the replacement scrap as well. One moment.
I'd just rather send. I've not opened nothing. Nothing's been touched. I'd rather just send them back.
I'm trying to see if I can give you a larger discount. One moment.
That's how they do. I wonder what was going on with that damn cord.
Now I could increase that total discount where it would be $87.34 that I could refund back to you.
Ma'am,
and then make the total price for the two watches and the scrap for $33.40.
Yeah, but then they're charging another, what, 10 or something? Is that the total? Because $33 a very total altogether?
Let me see. Hold on a minute. I'm making sure. One moment. Hold on a minute, please.
They're going to charge that right there on that. That's fucking crazy. I was wondering where that money, how that money was different. I talked to you the other day about the last week.
They just ain't posted it yet on the
thing. Right. They want to take it out. That's why they do it like that. The last time I'll ever do that shit.
The total price will be $43.40 for all products.
I'd rather just pay the $17.80 and send them back. That's just all. That's auto. I'd
what?
Rather just $17.80.
The restock fee is $13.48.
Well, $13.48. And then I'll get refunded the rest, correct?
Yes, sir. Hold one moment for me, okay? Do you mind if I place in a brief hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
One moment.
The only thing out there, it says on there, fucking, you pay the shipping fee, you get them. The guys, they had people quoting, oh yeah, you know, promotion deals and shit, promotion my ass. They didn't say, you think I'd have fucking did that if it was anywhere. I wouldn't have did it for $20. Said you pay the shipping fee and you get them for free. Exactly what it said.
All All right. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. Now, I do see where I can also give you an additional discount, making the shipment free of charge. So that would decrease the total amount being paid. Let me get you that amount. It'll be it making your total cost for all products $32.46. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's either $17.80. Send them back or keep them for $32.46.
Yes, sir.
Well, that ain't 50. So how much will I be refunded if we do that?
Okay, let me get that amount.
Then you gotta call them back real quick. That card's dead now, ain't
it? It'll be $83.29 refunded back to your card.
And you said the total was taken out. It was $127.74, correct?
$127.74, yes.
$127.74.
I'll just do that then.
Okay, let me go ahead and issue this refund for you. One moment.
I done called Green Dot. Hopefully it can be refunded on the that thing.
All right. Now, you should receive email confirmations of all the refunds that I just applied to your card.
What email address?
Probably mine. Yeah, that's going to be on mine.
I didn't know if you gave them your email.
You may have to order it. Basically, $32.46 when I thought it was going to be $6. Or I got $26. Call them on your phone and tell them that it got straightened out. I will later. I got to tomorrow.
Contact Green Dot.
Calling Green Dot Corporation credit card support.
They
didn't bought
that card. They just
as soon as they got that my address, they bought it.
Well, she ain't gonna be able to refund it.
It'll go to them and then they'll send it to the other.
All right, so when you guys, I know you never just.
All right, Ms. McQueen, I've got all these taken care of for you. Is there anything else I can assist with today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, my name is Yasmina. Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.